Protests escalate across college campuses. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. New York City police arrested multiple protesters Monday night at NYU as tensions rise between those pushing for colleges around the country to divest from Israel and publicly support a ceasefire in Gaza. Nearby Columbia University remains a big focal point for protesters.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq wrote in an early morning statement, "I know that there is much debate about whether or not we should use the police on campus. Better adherence to our rules and effective enforcement mechanisms would abbreviate the need for relying on anyone else to keep our community safe." And the Harvard Crimson is reporting that the college ordered the Harvard Undergraduate Palestine Solidarity Committee to cease all organizational activities for the remainder of the spring term or risk expulsion. They also restricted access to Harvard Yard in anticipation of the protests.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Demonstrations at other campuses, including UC Berkeley, the University of Michigan, MIT, UNC, and Yale. Former President Trump will be back in court Tuesday as his hush money trial is set to hear from prosecution witnesses.
Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo said, quote, "This case is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up involving Trump, his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and the state's first witness, former American media CEO and president, David Pecker." Prosecutors argue the three engaged in a publication practice known as catch and kill, where people with damaging stories about Trump received money in exchange for silence.
Fox's Nate Foy. President Trump, former President Trump, calls the trial campaign interference. And a judge declares a mistrial in the case of Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, accused of fatally shooting a Mexican national in his Borderland ranch in January 2023. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Biden administration announces sweeping changes to nursing home regulations.
It will be the first time the federal government has required nursing homes to have minimum staffing levels. The law currently requires nursing homes to have, quote, sufficient staffing, leaving much of the rules up to the states. New federal rules include a minimum number of hours for staff members to spend with those living in nursing homes and for a registered nurse to be available at all times. The move is likely to get pushback from an industry already struggling with staffing shortages. Last year, the president of the American Healthcare Association called the changes, quote, unfathomable. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Oklahoma City police say they're investigating the deaths of five people, including at least two children. They responded to a home on the city's southwest side Monday and say that all the injuries indicate that the five were murdered. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame reveals its latest class of honorees.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2024 inductees are announced. They range from pop superstar Cher, whose hits span decades, to other musical legends, Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. And getting recognition for musical excellence, late Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett. The ceremony takes place October 19th in Cleveland.
Fox says Lillian Wu. Malaysia's Navy says two military helicopters collided during training, killing all 10 people on board. Happened Tuesday as the sailors trained for the Navy's 90th anniversary celebration next month. The stocks rebounded from last week's slide. The Dow rose 254 points. The Nasdaq jumped 169, or 1%. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.